Will you have enough in retirement is a question that bugs many investors day and night. You are now approaching retirement and everyone is talking about Social Security. Should you take it at 62? Should you take it at 65? Or should you wait until 70? In this clip, Dave Ramsey has a caller that has a question about her Social Security. And let me know if you think this is good advice or not.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dr. John.
Hey, what's up?
I've got a question for you. My husband and I are having a bit of an arm wrestle about death. In May, I turned 62. In September, my husband turned 65. And in 128 days, who's counting, I retire. So I am like so excited, I'm spitting bubbles. What I want to know is, when can we start drawing Social Security? What we're living on now is his pension and my paycheck, which net is about $55.50 a month. And then in August, I'll get my first retirement pension, which will be gross about $3,100. And then after taxes and my employee contribution for my retiree health and his supplemental insurance will come out of my pension check. So starting like September, his net pension is like $2,250. My gross pension is about $3,100. So I'm not sure what the net's going to be on that. So when should we start? And we're not drawing anything from his pension or his 401k or other retirement resources we've got.
Okay, it's a great question. It seems like it has a lot of layers, but one thing that sticks out to me is that she's not withdrawing from her other retirement sources. And this is not necessarily a bad thing, because we hear young, excited entrepreneurs talk about multiple streams of income. I have 7-8 streams of income, but you don't have to have 20 jobs to have multiple streams of income. You can actually establish an income stream by saving more money and slowly withdrawing those funds as necessary, like this caller has done. This call is actually off to a great start. This caller has put in the work, and I have a feeling the answer is going to be pretty easy, but hey, let's see how it plays out.
How much is in your nest eggs?
Total net worth between our house, which is paid off.
Good job.
His 401k, my deferred comp, savings, etc. We're right between probably 2.9 and 3.1.
Great job.
Way to go. You've done such a great job. Congratulations. How much of this did you inherit?
Just less than a year ago, I inherited about $300,000.
So you were already millionaires. Well,
maybe. We were already millionaires. We were worth between 2.6 and 2.7 when my mom passed away.
Yeah. Wow. You've done so well. Congratulations. Very well done.
Yeah, thank you.
So the bottom line answer is this. It doesn't matter. Social Security doesn't mean beans to you. You got $3 million.
I don't know if I agree with this answer. And not because I don't agree that Social Security is only going to make up a small percentage of her overall assets, but because every dollar matters. It's her dollar. She's worked 10 to 20 years. She's given up the money that she could have spent on her family, on her friends, on a charity, and she's paid into Social Security. So those dollars do matter, and those dollars may not impact her finances, but it can be life-changing for other people. If she is charitably inclined, she could take that Social Security income and give it to her church, a cause that she supports, or even establish a scholarship fund. This potentially could be a lost opportunity where someone can actually do some good with the money that they save. And that's what investing is really all about. It's about having assets so you can do more good in this world. But, you know, there may be something else that I'm missing, so let's let Dave talk a little bit more.
You can do whatever you want to do.
True.
It doesn't matter. Now, if you want to do if you want to have a math discussion just for the theory of it and the fun of it, Social Security dies when you die.
Very
true. And it's a negative rate of return. The money you put into Social Security, you will never get all of it out.
That's true.
Right.
So you might as well get all you can get as fast as you can get. So I take it early and often, and just throw it into an investment if you don't need it.
Yeah, and the crazy thing to add into the mix, my husband's thinking of going back and getting a job. You know, and it's like we don't need him to be working, and here I am on the verge of retiring.
None of this matters. Here's the thing. Social Security, little bitty amount of money. $3 million, lot of money.
And for everyone listening, this is why you need a financial planner and not just someone who's trying to give you a cookie cutter answer. I'm not saying his answer is wrong, by no means. But she said something very subtle that maybe my financial planner ears picked up, is that she said there's no reason for him to be working. And he says it doesn't matter. But he's saying it doesn't matter for the numbers. But there was another need that she had, something that was plaguing her heart that he did not hear. And this is why you need a financial planner. Her husband is suffering from what they call an insatiable desire to gain money. The more he gets, the more he wants. And his wife understands, listen, we have enough. We're millionaires. We were millionaires before we got the inheritance. So let's spend time together. That's what really matters to her. So even if you are a millionaire, you cannot run away from the fear of not having enough. It affects all of us, but we have to have something inside of our hearts to conquer this. As a certified private wealth advisor professional, this couple sounds like they don't have their estate in order, because if they did, they would know exactly what to do with the money. Putting it into an investment, that's good. That's something that you can do. That helps you with your money growth. But if they should pass away, where is the money going to go? And I'm not just talking about Social Security. I'm talking about the rest of their assets. She said that she inherited some of her money, and I think she's very familiar with the process. I think this couple doesn't need a financial plan to grow their wealth. They need one to help organize it. These are some things that come out during consultations, because yes, she has the money. Yes, she could retire happy. But if she walks out that door, she's going to have a lot more pain than what she expected, right? You have to understand this. The husband doesn't understand the end goal. And having a financial planner work with your estate attorney to structure your money, whether it's in a trust or update the beneficiaries, because if they don't do that, they're still going to live in misery in retirement as her husband fights to go back to work and the wife sits at home trying to fight to get him back. Well, let's play and see if there's anything else that she wants to add into the mix here.
Your whole life is governed by the fact that you have the returns on $3 million to live out the rest of your life in style, with incredible generosity and with incredible enjoyment. And if you'd never got a Social Security check ever, it wouldn't affect this discussion.
That's true.
If you get one, it doesn't affect this discussion. It's a mathematical discussion is all it is. It's just like a little math riddle is all it is. But it really does not affect your life because of how great a job you've done building wealth. You did what you're supposed to do. You didn't depend on social insecurity. Thank God it's not 50% of your income or 70% of your income. It's 1% or less than 1% of your income, because your income should be $300,000-$400,000 a year off of these returns.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come back. I thought maybe if he heard it a little bit more that he would come around. But these are the in-depth discussions that you have with your financial planner. Her money is not the issue at all. It's really her family structure. And having someone to bounce ideas off of is going to be more beneficial than if she takes her Social Security now or she waits a little bit longer. There's a deeper conversation here. And like I said before, financial planners, we hear things like that. So if you want to see the full video, I'll have it linked in the description. But what do you think? Do you think that she should take it early? Do you think that she should invest the money? Or do you think she should find a good cause and act as if she never received it? It seems like her and her husband still have some conversations they need to have. So if you have questions about your Social Security, such as how much will I receive, what is the maximum I can get per month, or just need a quick tour around the Social Security Administration site to get your benefit statements, check out our Social Security playlist. We have videos to kind of walk you through those steps so you don't blindly go into Social Security not knowing how much you're going to get. Also, I'm going to link a video that explains how to avoid Social Security scams, because regardless if you're a millionaire, a thousandaire, have a little bit of money or a lot of bit of money, those scammers want it. So you can know when to take out Social Security, but if you don't protect it, It's all for nothing. So check that video out. If you also need help organizing your finances, be sure to go to www.abrwealthmanagement.com and schedule a consultation of your own. We've helped thousandaires and millionaires find some peace around their finances so they can enjoy their retirement they worked so hard to build. Before you go, if you like this type of video, make sure that you hit the subscribe button. It really helps with the algorithm. Well, that is it from me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.